5 or 6 acres of them, you'd not say, I've got a whole, what, of cotton?
Whole field of cotton.
Okay. Tobacco is grown in a what?
I think it's just grown in a small patches around here.
Uh-huh.
No tobacco raising. I hear my thing out here east of town. Some of our farmers out there raising.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because used to, I want to do any more than that.
Well, they raise it to sell?
They just use it for, they use it for their own, own use.
What all different kinds of fences would they have around the farm?
Barbed wire fences. Was about all they had back then.
Yeah. Checking the thing. See what runs off. What kind of fence do they have up around the house?
They'd have a picket fence around the house on the front part of it and down the sides.
Did they ever have fences that were made out of wood? Out of long pieces of wood?
One by sixes. Rough hard or redwood. We didn't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Did you ever have a fence or a wall that was made out of rocks or stone or something like that?
No. No.
Not enough rocks around here, I guess, huh? Let's see. When you make a barbed wire fence, you've got to dig holes for the...
Holes?
Okay. Explain to me how you'd make a barbed wire fence.
Do what?
Explain to me how you'd make a barbed wire fence.
Well, you just line up the post, dig the post holes and set them for a space maybe 2,000 feet.
Yeah.
A roll of barbed wire had 1,320 feet in it. And you get your post all put in there good, put your corner post in good and tight. I left the fence. And you string the top wire first. And then...
Why do the top wire first?
String the top wire first. So if you keep them all the same tension, if you do that, you see, you string the bottom wire first, then you might pull the top post in. That would slacken off the bottom wires.
I see.
And you do the top wire, and maybe a 5-wire fence, you do the top wire, and then skip the 4th wire, and do the 3rd one, and the bottom, and then put in the 2 and 4 wire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And add them down good.
How'd you do that? How'd you
on an end, you'd have about 3 posts, about 4 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Larger posts than you would on a line fence. And crisscross your wire there and twist them and reinforce these ends.
Did you pull these things tight by hand?
No, you had a fence stretcher. And it had a clamp on it. I found a clamp the other day that I used to have with mine, and it would hold the wire, and then it had a pulley that it went through about 4 times, this pulley to and from, the movable pulley.
Uh-huh.
And it had a clamp on it. You could pull it, and then you could jerk up rope up, and that would hold it till you could nail it or tie it off if they wanted to do it, and then could release it.
Let's see. What would you call the stuff that your best dishes are made out of, like those? What would you say those are made out of?